Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Let's go to Biloxi and Taylor. You're on WWL. Good afternoon, Taylor.
Hi, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good.
Very good. I was calling about the previous caller that was speaking about, you made a comment about white people or Barack Obama never being elected had it not been for white people. And
correct.
You said that you didn't really buy his argument and use that as justification. And it's not necessarily the fact that that's true. Like, white people, we needed the vote for white people. Like, white people needed to vote for Barack Obama in order to get him into office. The issue, though, that I think was overlooked was how long it took for an African-American or someone outside of their...
Yeah.
of the stereotypical race that typically is elected to office, how long it took for a person of color to be elected president. That's the problem that I think was ignored, and that being a symptom of bias that is unfair, quite honestly, because diversity, I think a lot of people, they don't see... And it's unfortunate because diversity, it allows for a fresh perspective, a different perspective. Because like it or not, we're a product of our own lived experiences. The things that you've lived through, it shapes how you see the world. And some people, unfortunately, they go through different things.
Yeah.
And it shows up in different ways as an adult. And
Taylor, I'm not going to disagree with that. And I don't know how much you listen to this show. And I wasn't in any way denying that racism exists, because it does. I talk about it quite often. I was just stating the fact that white people put Obama in office, just to counter what he was saying about that. But that doesn't mean that racism isn't alive and well. I'm a baby boomer. I'm a hostile witness to the baby boomer generation in many ways. I grew up at a time when there were separate water fountains and separate bathrooms. And I remember asking my dad once, why are there separate water fountains? Why are there separate bathrooms? And I don't remember what he told me, but whatever it was, it didn't make sense. And I think my dad just said something benign like, well, we know we're different, or something like that. I never bought it. So, I mean, I grew up as a white kid in the suburbs, and I never bought into the idea that I was better than anybody else. One of my best friends at East Jefferson High School was a guy named Glenn Wilson, and he was African-American. And we shared a number of things in common. We both wanted to be airline pilots. And it was sad because I thought in my mind at the time that I would have a better chance of being an airline pilot than Glenn because Glenn was African-American. And that just, that crushed me. I didn't like that idea that I had a better chance or that he didn't have as good a chance. Well, obviously, that's, you know, that has changed since then. I don't know. Maybe he went on to become an airline pilot. I didn't. I ended up getting into radio very early in my life. I'd still love to be an airline pilot. But I'm very, very cognizant of race in this country. And I just, you know, I don't think that there should be an excuse for wrongdoing just because of somebody's skin color, white or black. And I think that we need to get to be a society that judges behavior and not color. And until we get to that point, we're going to have a problem.
Yeah, and I agree, but unfortunately, there are people who don't share that same sentiment. Because like, prior to laws, like, the reason why we have laws is because there's always people who will not judge fairly. They won't go based off merit. They'll go based off of implicit bias. Or racism, let's just call it what it is. You know, that racism has not been, as we all know, completely eradicated. And we have laws in place for people who don't want to judge fairly, like give someone the job based off their merit. And those people always existed. And so that's why we have those laws. Because bad people exist in all colors. Like, black people are not inherently bad, just like white people are not inherently bad.
Correct.
You have bad people that come in all shapes, all colors, all races. And unfortunately, bias is a symptom of so many missed out opportunities that, like your friend that you were talking about, there was a point where it was not likely that he was going to get that job based off the color of his skin. That allowed that to be a reality back then, those people have not just disappeared. They're still in existence, probably a little bit more in hiding because it's not as socially acceptable to be as racist like now, like it was back then. But the sad thing is, those racist ideologies are still there. And what Trump is doing, unfortunately, is speaking to the fear of in people that, and it's a false fear, like, that they're going to take your jobs or, you know, and just, like, scaring people into, like, going back to beliefs and thought processes that are racist.
Well, you're right. I mean, you're right about that. I mean, this goes back to what was described as the Southern strategy that was used when Nixon was running for president. This idea, there was a time when governors and presidents ran on the idea, Republicans ran on the idea that, you know, blacks are going to take your job and steal your money and rape your women. And it was a fear tactic.
We all know that's not true.
No, and it's happening. It doesn't mean that some haven't done that, but some white people have done that as well. Yesterday, we talked briefly about some of the Democrats that might be primary candidates for the possibility of running in the next election in 2028. And I don't think there are many, but one name that came up on our show was Pete Buttigieg. And the problem with him is, he's gay. So no matter how good he is, he might not get elected. He might not get nominated because he's gay. And I'm thinking, what a ridiculous reason to eliminate somebody from the process because they do something in their bedroom that you don't agree with, that you don't have to do, that you don't have to be exposed to. But just because they do it, there are people who don't like that person and would not want them to be president. I think that's really sad.
It's very sad. And it honestly, I'm a Christian. I'm also in the military myself currently. I'm serving in the military. And, like, even if, because personally, as a Christian, it says it in the Bible about homosexuality, but even with that being said, you don't have to, you can still love the person and hate the sin.
Right.
That is just because someone does something that goes against your belief is never justification to persecute someone based off that, because the Bible also talks about loving people. And
Taylor, you're right, but look, let me mention this to you. So the same people that condemn somebody for being gay, and they're, okay, let's say they love the person, but they hate the sin, they don't comment on the friends that they have that commit adultery, which is also a sin. So it's almost like if it's not my sin, it's a really bad sin. If it's one of my sins or a sin among my peers, it's not a big deal.
And that's the problem, because you are absolutely right. There is not one sin that is greater than another. Every single sin is at the same level in the eyes of God. There is no, and that's what is insane to me, especially those one, I know some people who voted for Trump based off of there was like something like biblical that they're like, oh, he supports one thing versus another because I'm trying to get my words together, but basically if a candidate supports pro-life versus abortion, you know, they think it's a sin to kill a baby or something to that extent. And that's the reason why they voted for Trump, because he was, you know, and they called him the one vote, one voter, one issue voter or something like that. And and they use that as justification that they did the right thing because there's not one sin that's worse than it. It's all the same. It's literally every sin is just as grave as the next. And so for people to use that as justification, it's a form of self-preservation. Yeah. And I was no, just if you're trying to convince yourself that you made the right decision or that you're a good person, which I think a lot of people, they like to use that as I'm not a bad person. And not saying that they are, people who voted for Trump are necessarily inherently bad, but that is a bad decision. It was a bad decision, separate from the person. And the great thing is, decisions, you can make new decisions. You don't have to keep making the same decision. And unfortunately, what Trump is doing, because he's speaking to, fear, he's pulling that out of people, he's inspiring other people, the Proud Boys, one of the Proud Boys, the mm-hmm. leader of them that was pardoned. He literally went on air saying that he was inspired to run for president, sometime in the future. The danger of Donald Trump is not limited to his current presidency right now. It extends long after he's out of office, and we are going backwards as a people.
Yeah, look, a lot of people agree with you. I have enjoyed our conversation. I have to get to a break here. Are you at Keesler?
Yes, sir, I am.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for your service to our country. And I appreciate your comments. And feel free to call our show anytime.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you.
All right, Taylor. And I appreciate you. Thank you.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with Family Carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thank you very much.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days.
It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.